Time to recap McCook City Council meeting number one for the month of February in our studio. City Manager Nate Schneider, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing, Rich?
I'm doing good, doing good. And the Mayor, Linda Taylor's here. How are you?
Good morning, and I'm ready for another day.
There you go. There you go. Hard to believe, guys. We're into February.
Yes. Yep. Now, January just flew by.
It did.
It's so weird when we've got five Mondays in a month because you kind of get out of the routine, you know, every 2 weeks going to the council meeting. And so last week it kind of hit us over at the city office. We've got a council meeting agenda to get prepared. And so we were kind of scrambling because I had to be out of the office on Thursday and Friday. So we were moving at warp speed trying to get everything done for Monday night. But it was a great meeting last night, great participation. We probably had as many people in the audience as I've seen in a long, long time. Mm-hmm. And it was for positive purposes. It was really good.
That's good. Shortened month, February, just before you snap your fingers, it's going to be March.
Yeah. Before you know it, we're going to be getting into spring and looking forward to that. It's time to warm up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, this rain that we had over the weekend, it just kind of gets you in the mood for spring. It felt like spring or fall. I'm not sure which one, but this weekend just didn't quite feel like winter, which was nice. We'll take all the rain we can get without the snow if we can avoid that.
Come March and April, I guarantee you, we're still going to get, it's still going to have a little winter, and the wind's going to blow a lot. It always does.
Yep.
When track season comes around, the wind blows every stinking day. Yep.
And then you get down to state, either it's going to be 100 degrees or it's going to be miserable.
Exactly right.
You can't be just in the middle.
So. Shorts and flip-flops or overcoats and gloves and mittens. Exactly right. All right, let's get to the agenda from last night. Anything first, announcements and recognitions?
We just a couple here. February 12th, we've got a planning commission meeting, and that's going to be a meeting for a couple of variance requests. A special exception, and then we'll be doing a Board of Zoning Adjustment meeting on the variance request, and that's for a project, a multifamily project in the Central Business District. It'd be on the west side of the Keystone. And then on the 13th, we have a joint Airport Advisory Commission and Council meeting. We will be discussing essential air service proposals. We've got four proposals. Each of the people that, or each of the firms that submitted a proposal, they're going to just kind of give the board of, or the commission and the council an update as far as what they can offer. And then a decision will be made as far as essential air service over the next 2 to 4 years, depending on what direction the council wants to go. And the Airport Advisory Commission recommends. And then on February 20th, we've got our updated comprehensive plan and zoning regulation meeting. So that'll be the day after our next council meeting. But I just want to encourage people to attend that because there are some important topics that we discuss at these things. And we haven't had a meeting since November, I think. And we've been working with Miller and Associates to kind of give them some of our items that we would like to see discussed at that meeting and some things that we've worked through over the past 10 years that, you know, kind of caused us to scratch our heads. And so they're going to kind of help work us through those. So those are some big meetings that we have coming up. And then Kyle had an announcement. We just announced that Colton Stevens was hired by the Public Works Department, and we're excited to have Colton on board. He's going to do a great job for us. So we've got both Clayton and Colton now. So the Stevens are going to be running the Public Works Department before you know it. So, and it sounds like they fit in really well with the guys. I mean, it's nice to have some youth in there. Our guys are very experienced. Don't want to use the word old because I don't want to get people angry with me, but having those two down there, they kind of inject a little bit of youthful fun, mm-hmm. and they fit right in with the guys down there, and they do a great job with their work ethic and just fantastic additions. We're lucky to have both of them, but excited to have Colton on board, and he's going to be working up at the parks, ballparks primarily, but he'll help out in other areas as well too. He's just very good. He's a hard worker, so we're happy to have him.
Clayton's the fisherman of the two.
Well, I think they both
do.
Yeah.
So there you go. You might have a couple of guides that could take.
Yeah, that's
take
right.
Out.
Yeah, yeah. I need all the guides I can get if I go out fishing. I need somebody to help, you know, with everything, whether it's baiting the hook or taking the fish off. They can help me out with both those things.
Well, good. Couple of good additions right there.
Yeah.
Public hearing. He had one public hearing last night.
We did. Charlie McPherson with McCook Economic Development was here, along with Sean Wolf, and Sean is president of the Economic Development Plan Citizens Review Committee. And they had a lot of exciting things to talk to us about. You know, one of the things is we have hired a retail coach firm, and this firm is coming into McCook. They were in here last Friday, and they looked over the community, and they have decided that there is a lot of potential for new retail in this community, and they have a lot of connections to get us set up. So it looks like great possibilities for the people that are saying, we want some new retail, we are going to be able to get it. Also, they had talked to us about the workforce housing that they've been able to accomplish and all of the new housing, you know, up in the reservation, we're putting up some new duplexes. This is going to be wonderful. And they've been working for the children for the daycare. And daycare is so important in every community. So they're continuing to work to have daycare centers be successful, as well as if people are interested in adding a new daycare center, they're there to help. So exciting things happening.
Very good. Anything?
No, I mean, we're pleased to see all the progress that's being made. Just a reminder, you know, these funds, they're sales tax funds, and a sixth of the sales tax goes towards economic development, which I suppose you could make the argument that all of it probably goes to some sort of development in different ways. But a sixth goes to the EDC for management purposes. And the items that Mayor Taylor mentioned, those are just a few of the items that the MEDC is working on right now, but they do a fantastic job of trying to push economic development forward and be good stewards of the taxpayers' dollars. So we're excited for the projects we have going on, whether it's housing or industrial development over at the new industrial park, or trying to figure out how to make sure that we're providing daycare for our young families, trying to come up with solutions for bringing retailers into the community. Those are all things under the auspices of the EDC, and we're just excited to be able to be a part of that, and I always appreciate when Charlie and Sean come and talk to us.
Consent agenda. You had a number of different items there. Anything really pulled for discussion?
We did pull two items. We pulled to approve the Lumen CenturyLink to occupy the city right-of-way for the purpose of installing one new ground-level vault and underground fiber optic duct. And that was up by the North Ward School. And the one thing we were asking is we didn't want anything above ground. We wanted it all to be below ground so it doesn't block the view when the children are getting out of school and going to their parents or wherever. The other item we pulled was the interlocal agreement with West Central Nebraska Development District. And the questions were asked, you know, what are they going to be able to do and how much will it be? And West Central Nebraska Development, they've had a phenomenal job of helping communities keep properties where they need to be. So they will be with us, helping us out with that.
Okay. I was going to ask, a crack ceiling project, that's always a summertime type of deal, isn't it?
We've been opening up bids and kind of moving forward with that. I think that was awarded to Shellco, if I remember correctly, off the top of my head. And that was about $64,000, which was about half the price of the next bid. I think that was about $120,000. So a good deal there. You know, we just kind of have a hodgepodge of things on the consent agenda. And this time of the year, you kind of see a variety of things, whether it's vehicle purchases or whatever the case may be. We're just kind of coming out of the budget season and working through some of those issues right now that came about as a result of the budget. And just kind of some, you know, a lot of maintenance stuff. So when it comes to those things, that's important. We did on the airport side. I mean, we're constantly working up at the airport on different projects. We mentioned the essential air service selection. We also determined that W Design was going to serve as our airport consultant for the next 5-year period of time. And the council ratified that last night. Had some good firms involved with that. W Design has done a really good job for us, you know, and we appreciate Greg and Aaron's and everybody else over at that office, their efforts, you know, in making that airport a good, safe, functioning airport. There's a lot that goes into it.
And, you know, we really appreciate it. And, you know, I heard it from a couple of the consultants that we had talked to that had filed. And I think that some of the people that we spoke with as far as reference checks, everybody kind of says the same thing. If you've got an engineering firm that you're comfortable with and that knows your airport, you kind of stick with that. And obviously we go through our ranking process and whatnot. But one thing that Greg really has going for him is he knows that airport. You know, he's been up there since 1982. So, got a lot of knowledge, and we appreciate that. So, but we had some great firms apply. And other things on the consent agenda, just kind of housekeeping items, but important items nonetheless. You know, we're constantly trying to make sure that we follow our LB 840 plan. So there were a couple of loans that were approved for the purchase of real estate. And if there's a loan involving LB 840 money for the purchase of real estate, that has to go to the council for their approval. And so that was done last night on the consent agenda for two different projects, which is exciting, you know, because that means that you've got either businesses that are transitioning or new businesses that are looking to come into McCook and they're trying to figure out ways to finance their projects. So, again, you know, another economic development win for the LB 840 program and the MEDC and City of McCook. So just a lot of projects going on, a lot of things. Just because it's on the consent agenda doesn't mean that it's not important. Mm-hmm. It's just in our mind, sometimes it's like, okay, it doesn't require a lot of discussion. We can explain it on the report so that way it makes sense. But every once in a while, you know, there are questions, and we had two that got pulled, and you know, pretty simple answers to both of those. So,
just a couple of items in the regular agenda: consider and approve a recommendation from the McCook Parks Advisory Board to construct a disc golf course at Barnett Park.
That is really exciting. The thing that they're doing is citizens have gotten together. They had a person that was a professional come up from Kansas and spend a week looking at the park, deciding what would work. They have gone out and they have raised money for this. In fact, that what's neat about this sport is it is going to be one that everyone can do. All ages can participate in this. When they have tournaments, people come into town and spend 2 or 3 days in our community. And that's really exciting. It is exciting because right now we have one of the top three disc golf courses in Nebraska. And so there's some wonderful things going on. And the money's being raised. It's going to cost under $30,000 to put down there. And what a great use of Barnett Park.
And it's 18 holes, I see.
Yeah, it's 18 holes. And you know, one of the things that we had some great presenters last night. I think Nate Mustin was blown away by the presentation. He had actually said something during the course of the meeting and said, you know, I've never heard that good of a presentation. It was a bunch of young guys that were there, led by Caleb Taylor and David Brewster. Mm-hmm. And their presentation was fantastic. We've been working with David and Caleb and their group for quite a while. When they came to us originally, they said, hey, you know what, we want to build a course out. Because Kelly Park is awesome. It's a great course, one of the best courses in the state. Everybody's very proud of that. But like Mayor Taylor was saying, you know, they were thinking in terms of what can we do to make McCook's disc golf scene a bigger scene and maybe bring more people to the community for tournaments and whatnot. And they were also thinking in terms of how do we make sure that we find a disc golf course area that's going to be suitable for everyone, young and old alike, because Kelly Park's got some undulations. You got to go uphill and downhill and whatnot. And they were looking for an area that'd be a little bit flatter and maybe, you know, complicated holes, but maybe not quite as long as some of the holes that we have over at Kelly Park to allow for the beginners to kind of learn the sport. And so we started working through the process with them. Probably, I don't even remember when we started meeting. It was this last summer, I want to say. And they'd been working on it even prior to that as far as kind of envisioning what they wanted to do. But when we met with them, we kind of went through their vision. We kind of took into consideration safety concerns. I know Kyle wanted to make sure that we kind of kept things away from the ponds. So the design takes that into consideration. It keeps players away from the roads, so that way we don't have any hazards with vehicles. One of the things, it's not going to be on the North Bowl because we don't want to have issues with people falling or whatnot. So it's going to be on pretty much flat terrain. And the other thing, you know, that I think is really neat about this project is it's all going to be fundraised. So we aren't going to be paying taxpayer dollars for this. This is a project that this group of young people, they have said, we want to do this ourselves. City, if you'd be willing to go ahead and kind of manage the project and take care of it after the fact, that's fine. But they're going to raise the funds. They'll donate it to the city. The plan is for the project to be under $30,000, so we won't have to bid it out. We'll just follow our procurement policy, which would require a couple of different quotes. But at the end of the day, it's going to be a donated project to the city of McCook. And so I know that there are some people that had said, well, why are we spending taxpayer dollars on that? Well, we're not. It's going to be all donated, and it's going to end up hopefully making this a bigger sport in our community and make McCook kind of a place for people to go. They were talking about how people from Kansas City come out here and play the Kelly Park course. They had mentioned a gentleman from Axtell that every time he's driving through, he'll stop to play. And there are a lot of stories like that where people just really like coming to McCook to play. And this will just give them one more option. They also said that this is kind of similar to some of the other courses. It's going to be a little bit more rugged. They're going to be playing through some trees. It's going to be on the south side of Barnett Park more so than on the north side. So they're going to kind of get their nature walk in. And so I think that they're kind of looking forward to that. I think I was kind of thinking like a cotton mill or something like that in Kearney, where you might have, you know, more of that rustic feel to it than maybe what you would have over at Kelly Park. So, but it's going to be neat. That group, and they also enlisted the help of the hospital. The hospital's helping out with it. So Sean Wolf and Karen Clement Thompson, and I know there are some other people at the hospital that were helping out, but just did a fantastic job of working with us. I know the Parks Board was very receptive, made the recommendation to the council, and the council was very excited last night too. So those are the kinds of things that get you excited, you know, as a city, you know, staff member and a council member, because these are citizen-driven projects, and they're taking complete ownership for the build-out, you know, other than the fact that they're going to work through us, you know, to make sure that money is getting directed where it's supposed to through the city's funding process. But it's not going to be taxpayer dollars. It's all fundraised.
What's the timetable on this?
Mid-July, I think, is what they were saying. Yeah, they want to have it built out by mid-July. Midsummer. I'm not sure he said mid-July.
It'll be midsummer.
I guess mid-July is midsummer, right?
Yep. Good deal.
Yeah.
I was wondering, because you got some big water hazards over there.
Yeah, that was actually the other thing that we talked about too, was it could kind of scare the geese off a little bit too. I think that Gene had mentioned that last night, and Kyle said, seriously, we've been thinking about that. Having some people down there just walking through the park might actually help out with some of it. And that was a question, I think, that I don't know if it was Gene or Jerry or Mayor Taylor or who it was that asked the question, well, you know, were the disc golfers, were they afraid that there was goose poop on the ground? And they said, we get that pretty much at every course that we're at. You know, these kinds of courses that are just on the outskirts of town that's surrounded by water, or, you know, similar, you know, kind of layout. He said, you do see those things. And so he said, David said he didn't think that's going to stop the people coming out to Barnett Park to play it. So it's one more thing that we can offer at Barnett Park. One thing that Jerry had mentioned last night was, well, do we want to start focusing on our efforts on, you know, improving Barnett Park, which we've had that on our list, our sales tax list, for a while, but we've got to prioritize things. And we've done some things up at the shelter house to make it safer, that West Shelter House. We've secured some things to make sure that there weren't concerns. But at some point in time, yeah, I think that you're going to see some improvements there. It's just we have so many different projects and improvements we want to do. We just have to prioritize those improvements.
It's a cool project. That's
good.
It is
a cool project and cool guys. I mean, I knew David and Caleb and those guys were fantastic. David was in Katie's class. He's smart as a whip. Mm-hmm. So his presentation was phenomenal. Like I said, Nate Mustin just about fell out of his chair when he heard David present, because he did such a good job. He could take my job in a heartbeat and do fantastic. So
we move on, and just and one other item, that actually two more. Discussion update of the work completed today by the city staff regarding a potential UTV ordinance.
The city staff has been very, very good about working on this. However, down at Lincoln right now is a bill, LB 66, that they're down there talking about how to make a bill for this that's good for all communities in Nebraska. So we have held up waiting to see what they come up with, because we could put something together and then it change. And after we put this together and to have it change, it's a 60-day session. So let's see if we can get, if they can get the work done, so we can get our work done at this end.
And the big thing they're talking about in Lincoln is making the registration process part of the state licensing process, similar to like a vehicle, a car. So that way we don't have to do that, because cities don't, you know, we don't license vehicles. We don't, you know, require license plates and tags. And so it's kind of a new realm that we've never been in before. And so we're trying to figure out, well, who's responsible for it? Will be the police department? Will be admin? You know, how do we want this licensing to happen? You know, what are those fees going to? It'd be really nice if the state would just say, you know what, we're going to have the state make it uniform across the board. Take that part out of our hands. It's one less thing for us to have to deal with. And so we're going to kind of watch and observe. I actually, before the meeting last night, I was going through just to make sure I was aware of where the bill was. And it had been January 23rd, it actually had been brought to the Transportation and Telecommunications Committee. And we'll kind of see, you know, from there where it goes. But and if it doesn't pass committee, if it doesn't make it to the floor, we can go ahead and bring our ordinance forward. But it would be nice if the state was the one that was doing the licensing and not the city of McCook.
Update regarding the swimming pool project.
This is exciting because Crothers has worked so hard to keep on schedule. And you know, Rich, we had some bad weather. Mm-hmm. It was tough for them. But they've been working even on Sundays to get caught up. And they poured the drain bottoms, the radius wall for the Lazy River. They're getting that taken care of. They're installing a new filter line for the building. And the electrician has been there working. It's exciting because they're trying to keep it right on schedule as much as possible, and it will happen. So,
yeah, the footings of the bathhouse, they actually were talking about pouring that this upcoming period. So, I mean, they'll be moving beyond some of the concrete slab work that they're doing and start working on building up, which is kind of exciting. On our end, we got to get a water line extended. Which we're hoping to have that done by mid-February. That's the plan. So, they're doing great. You couldn't ask for a better group of people to work with. They're great communicators. I mean, they set up these meetings on a monthly basis. The lead for Crothers actually was trying to drive through the blizzard to McCook for a meeting, and I called her up. I said, turn back around. You're crazy if you're trying to drive through this. There's no doubt in my mind that she would have tried to have made it all the way had I not told her to turn around. They're really good at what they do, and they take a lot of pride in their work. You can tell. So
I'm sure the last couple of weeks, late January, early February, they've been getting out and working, haven't they?
Yeah. I mean, you know, even if there's mud, whatever, I mean, they're out there working, you know, and like, you know, Mayor Taylor said, it's every single day, so they don't take a day off, you know. Unless it's impossible to work, they're out there every day, and just do a great job. You know, they keep the site clean. You know, I haven't had any complaints about the work that they've done or being difficult, you know, to deal with during the construction phase. They stay within the fencing. You can see that they're stretching their project closer to the fence, so that means that the Lazy River and some of those things are happening. They were talking about forming the wall for the area where the slide drop is going to be located. So that was going to happen, I think, this upcoming period. I think they were actually working on it the day that we met in mid-January. So a lot of this stuff is just really moving forward quickly. And on our end, I know, you know, just kind of brainstorming, I know we need to go out. The hard part is we don't have a Memorial Day is the goal. And hopefully that is the day that we open. We need to get some lifeguards. The hard part is, you know, trying to figure out, because everybody's looking for summer jobs, and so trying to make sure that you say, hey, look, yes, we think this is going to be the date, but can you be flexible with us in case it does get moved back? But Kyle and I have been talking about getting the advertisements in the paper. And then moving forward with you know, all the other items that go along with just day-to-day operations. We've got a couple of licensed operators just got to figure out exactly what that's going to look like. And it's going to be a new pool, so it's going to, you know, take some learning for all of us, I think, you know, making sure that we're operating this the way that it's supposed to be operated. But looking forward to it. And like Mayor Taylor said, those guys, I can't ask for anything more as far as workers. Those guys just, they bust their butts every day.
February, March, April, May.
I know. You're talking 4 months.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're
making lots of progress.
Yep.
Makes 4 months going to go flying past because that's the end of school.
Yeah. You start talking about, you know, the end of May. I mean, you really aren't talking that far down the road. No. So hopefully we can, you know, open up with our target date, you know, but I hope that also people understand there's some things that are beyond the control of the construction company as well, too. So if there's a little delay, you know, we'll live with that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Or the council comments?
Gene Whedon serves on our natural gas board. And April 4th through the 24th is when we can make our choices. And we have been very, very fortunate that ACE has always been able to give back a portion of their profits to McCook. And this year, it's $20,000. And when you take that money, we've used it for a lot of projects in McCook, and it's wonderful. So there's going to be 8 suppliers that's going to be bidding to us for the different gas to choose. But we would like to encourage everybody to choose ACE because they do give money back to McCook, and that's wonderful that they do that for us.
That's cool. Good deal. Anything else, council comments? That was it?
The only other thing, I think that there was a mention last night, and I don't know if this came out in between the lull, between meetings, but there was an article, I think, in the Travel and Leisure magazine. It might be an online version now, but it had mentioned that McCook was the second best small town for food and culture, really says a lot about the people of McCook. And you know, one of the items that we had on the agenda last night was the Creative Arts District and the CCCFF grant that we're applying for. I mean, there's a lot of proactive activity that's going on right now trying to make McCook a destination, you know, whether it's for sports, whether it's for the arts, whether it's for food and the cuisine. There's just a lot of things that we've got going on. But to see that in the newspaper, I was getting text messages from all sorts of people saying, this is really cool that McCook got listed in this. And Charlie did a really good job here in the most recent Nebraska League of Municipalities magazine. He had penned a little article about McCook and the things that we have going on, you know, whether it's the great dining and retail opportunities that we have here in McCook, the cultural events that we have, the work that we're doing on different sporting activities, you know, all these different things that we have going on right now, industrial park development, you know, residential development. There are a lot of communities. We had somebody that came in from another town, somewhat close in size to us here in the vicinity. I won't state the town, but they were here for a conference. And they came up to one of our employees and said, McCook has a lot of things that it has going for it right now. I wish our community was doing the same thing that McCook was doing. And I'm hearing that from more and more people. I think people are starting to realize there's a lot of stuff that's going on right now and a lot of things that's built up to this moment. I mean, a lot of what we've done has been to build to this point in time, you know, in McCook's history. And so I think this next 4 or 5 years, it's going to be really exciting. But to see that, you know, in the, I guess, the plaudits that we get from a national magazine, you know, that's really cool. And we've got some awesome, you know, venues for food. My brother lives in Lexington, and he always tells me, I wish that we had the restaurants that McCook has. I hear that from a lot of people. So, and it's crazy when you go downtown and you see all the cars that are coming in to eat in McCook from you know, surrounding counties and sometimes further away than that. I mean, it's just really neat to see.
So sure is. It really is.
It's awesome. Yeah, and so very grateful for that, for those accolades. And also, you know, Charlie did a heck of a job with that article. If anybody gets a chance to read it, you know, I'd be happy to share it with anybody that wants to see it. And Charlie just does a good job in general. He's a good dude.
Next meeting is going to be held President's Day on the 19th, right?
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
And anything else in between next planning commission?
No, we just have a lot of stuff going on right now. And I'm appreciative of our council and all of our boards and whatnot working with us, trying to fit in extra meetings right now to try to accomplish everything that we're doing.
All right. Guys, thank you very much. City Manager Nate Schneider, thank you very much.
Thanks, Rich.
Mayor Linda Taylor, good to talk to you.
Good to see you. Thank you so much.